On Friday, September 28th, the Norris Group proudly presents its 11th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts will join Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, tech disruption, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event is not possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Inland Empire Real Estate Investment Club, Think Realty, Wilson Investment Properties, Coach Fullerton, First Lending Solutions, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, MVT Productions, and Realty 411. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information and see Amazon Prime or YouTube for past events.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris. We're here with Rich Swire, co-founder of Offers.com. He's a serial entrepreneur based in Sarasota, Florida, and he is the founder of Hub, co-founder of Offers.com, and his previous ventures include Sarasota Online, which was acquired by Comcast at the ripe age of 24, and Backsoft, which was acquired by SAP. In addition to his primary business pursuits, Rich is an author and speaker on topics including broadband development, predictive analytics, and building startup ecosystems, and he's been awarded a number of industry awards and accolades for his work with startups, and he continues to promote entrepreneurship in schools and communities. So welcome, Rich. Nice to have you.
That's great to be here.
So if in a nutshell, I know Offers has been around since 2013, but I still think a lot of people don't know that this kind of technology exists. So what's your elevator pitch? What is Offers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, predictive analytics, which is kind of how Offers got started, which essentially is just a fancy math term to say, how do we predict the future knowing what happened in the past? And it's unfortunately not really made it its way to real estate until recently, but it's been used in many other industries for years. I mean, we use it, obviously, if you ever visit a little town called Las Vegas, that entirety of that town is built off predictive analytics. You know, they know what the score of the next football game is, and we all bet if they're right or not, and they're typically pretty close. And weather patterns have been always been predicted using mathematical algorithms. And if anybody's ever, you know, watched, you know, popular movies, you know, there's a great movie about how the California Angels went all the way to, through baseball, all the way to the World Series using predictive analytics. Billy Beane uses math to kind of put together the perfect team. So it's in our everyday life. It's just not a lot of people really recognize it as math. And then in real estate, it's almost the perfect place to use it because every day homes are bought and sold, and they're typically bought and sold for really only a handful of reasons. And those reasons can be somewhat predictable. And that's kind of how we built our algorithm, and it's been very successful. You know, we've improved it year over year, and we primarily leverage it to give information back to real estate agents so they can be more successful at their job. But as you can imagine, predicting future transactions is important to everybody in this industry.
Yeah, and I was really excited to stumble upon you. I'm part of the National Association of Real Estate Editors, and your name got thrown around. I was talking to Darren Bloomquist over at Adam Data. I was like, I'm so excited about this because I think a lot of people are worried, like for companies like Zillow, where, you know, they control such a huge amount of consumers' eyeballs when it comes to people, you know, researching when to buy and sell. And Zillow's made it no secret. They're after the top 10 to 15% of top producing agents. Now they put their head in the iBuyer space buying real estate. So how can the average real estate agent who has this love-hate relationship with Zillow compete with them? And then I stumble upon you. So real estate is not known for being exactly tech forward. How has the response to you been?
Yeah.
Is it like,
so
yay?
What's beautiful about what we provide is it can really be boiled down into two simple words, right? It's we provide listings, right? I mean, that's what every real estate agent wants, is listings. And mathematics and how we do it and the predictive analytics component of it, sure, if you want to dive in the details of that, it's very interesting. It's interesting to me because I have a mathematics background. But the reality is, what's the result? And the result is we're trying to get the agent in front of the seller, really. And, you know, the MAR stat and the pretty well-known stat is, you know, 70% of real estate agents, 70% of homeowners choose the first agent they talk to. So being first in the door is absolutely critical. Well, to translate, how do you become first in the door? It's simple, using predictive analytics. If I know a homeowner is thinking of selling or is most likely to sell in the next 12 months, then I can make sure that I put my marketing in front of them, that I reach out to them, and I can farm to them in a much more smarter way. And that's kind of what, how we kind of sell our information is we say, we call it smart data or smart farming. So every real estate agent understands the importance of working a territory. And, you know, let's say there's 2,000-3,000 people in your farm or your neighborhood that you work. Well, certainly you could go and market to every single one of those people, but it's very expensive. So smart data and predictive analytics allows you to hone in on those few hundred that have statistically said, yes, you know, these are the most likely to sell based on our algorithm. And then pushing your marketing in front of them, being first in the door, is really how you beat companies like Zillow. Because the reality is that portals like Zillow and others are getting people further down the pipe. So I've already decided I'm going to sell my house, and maybe I'm already going to go surf the web and look at certain things. A real estate agent can beat those people to the front step, and, you know, with a firm handshake and a nice smile, win the deal. I think that's really kind of what role we're playing in the industry.
Well, and we haven't even talked about your predictive analytics. So within what percentage are you letting agents know for certainty that somebody's going to end up selling their home, and in what period of time?
Yeah, so math is obviously not perfect, but what we've done is we've created a series of what I think is very innovative approach, kind of one side mathematics driven and the other side, you know, point blank, just brute force. So I'll talk about the mathematics side. The mathematical side, last year we predicted about 70% listing. So basically what we did was we score every home from 0 to 100, just like a grade, and every home that's, that we predict to list, we get about 70% right. Now, we still are targeting a larger pool than the typical 5% turnover. It's usually about 15 to 20% of a market space. So let's say, I'll put it in basic math, let's say you're working in a farm of 1,000 homes. Well, about 50 of those homes probably sell this year. That's just 5% turnover. We typically get you to hone in on about 200 of those homes, be about 20% of those homes. Now, in those 200 homes that we've mathematically identified as high likely to sell, we're going to get about 70% of those listings correct. That being said, what we do on top of that, which is what really makes us unique, is we actually provide and do our own what we call surveying of that area. So once we've identified those 200 high likely to sell, we actually survey homeowners. So we actually go out and using a variety of mechanisms, basically Facebook, Google, and phone and text and email, we engage with those homeowners and survey them to not only verify our prediction, but also gather even more information that we couldn't find about the homeowner that would be useful to the real estate. So it's a kind of a two-punch approach. There are, you know, using math alone may not get you to where you really can get actionable data, but it certainly does save us a lot of time and energy, and certainly the real estate a ton of time and energy, because they don't have to sit there and waste their time on the 80% of people that really have no interest in selling in the next 12 months. So you can reduce your marketing budget, you can reduce your time of door knocking or whatever mechanism you're using. Could dramatically reduce your costs for that and then focus on those that are most likely to sell.
Yeah, I was really surprised in looking at your offerings that you talk the conversion language, which I don't think a lot of realtors in our space are very good at, to be honest with you. You know, it's just, you see them show up on different social media sites and it's clearly like, oh, this is the new space, like, or they don't really approach it from, they approach it from an impression standpoint, not the conversion standpoint.
Yes.
So the fact that you bring it further down the funnel, so you're already vetting these leads for them is pretty exciting. What has been their response to this information when you present? Are they really excited, or do they come at it from a frame point of like, hey, I can compete with, you know, the Zillows of the world now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some excitement, and I also think there's some frustration. You know, I mean, bottom line is this is it's new and old, right? What's old about what we're providing to real estate agents is that it's farming. At the end of the day, we're just saying who you should go talk to, and these are homeowners, and just like you would go and take hands and door knock or put signs up and try to get people who live in your neighborhood to hire you as a real estate agent. It's not too different as far as how the real estate agent has to engage with their audience. That being said, it's new. As you mentioned, rightly so, mathematics, technology, these aren't things that are, you know, people get excited about learning about, and specifically real estate, it's not made its way into the masses. So our challenge on our side is really to exactly what you just said, conversion funnel, is to retrain the perception of how this is being used in the industry. So it's not really about the details of the math, or it's not really about the details of how the real estate agent wants to move forward and use our math. It's really about, at the end of the day, numbers of conversion. So if you hit 100 people and you're able to have good conversations with a good chunk of those people, it's going to result into leads, and those leads will result into listings. It's just about putting and creating systems. And I think that's where we get the most frustration, is a lot of real estate agents are not used to doing outbound marketing or putting systems in play to get their name out there. And so we spend a lot of our time actually working with them, best practices, providing scripts, doing other things that obviously the best real estate agents have mastered. And a lot of those agents just haven't been provided. So the math gets you part, you know, like I always say, the math gets you to the 20-yard line. But we have to work hand in hand with our customers on them understanding how conversion funnels work, how to get beyond the frustration of, well, if I call 10 people, maybe I'm not going to get a hold of everybody. But if you trust the math and you work the funnel, results are there. It's just, that's something that's obviously something that we spend a lot of our time focused on.
It's interesting because your background is obviously math and you've done a lot of interesting things in the internet space. How did you end up in the real estate space of all places?
Yeah, it's a great story. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur all my life, as you mentioned in the beginning of the show, and also I'm a technologist. So I'm the one who built the system and I built software and so forth. I just happen to have a degree in math, and luckily I found a way to use it with this company. And I met my partner, Mark Dixon, who was from the real estate side. So I was not from the real estate side. So I came in as a newbie and tried to ramp up and learn the industry very quickly. But he had this idea of predicting listings and looking at ways of driving new inventory that obviously was not necessarily hit the MLS yet. And that's where it kind of started. And I actually had a technology incubator where we incubated this company, started it, and we both founded it. And that's kind of, you know, like your typical startup company where you have one side of the coin that understands industry, and Mark really understands real estate, a successful real estate agent himself prior to the offers. And then I understood the math and technology side, and we kind of put our ideas together. And then Mark and I spent the first year of the company literally going around the United States door to door, talking to real estate agents, learning from what their frustrations were, building a product around them and what they needed to. And on the side, and in the back end, also realizing that we're going through a massive transformation in the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, iBuyers, you mentioned these portals overtaking a lot of the business. And so we understood that the agents needed something, you know, to battle that technology disruption that is going to occur. We don't know what shape or size or who's going to really, what's it going to look like? Is it going to be a variety of flavors? But we know one thing for sure is that the reality is everybody, iBuyer, Zillow, real estate agents, doesn't really matter who potentially is going to be coming at this business in a very strong manner. It all boils down to who owns the listing. That's the reality. Yep. I mean, whoever is first in the door to get the transaction is going to own this industry. And up until today, real estate agents have had a pretty easy time doing that because, you know, that's what they were assigned to do. And now you have all these people coming in, flanking from left and right. And so, you know, our position is, how do we strengthen the real estate agent's position in not only maintaining, but also improving on how they can maintain their ownership of that listing? And unfortunately today, having it on the MLS, Zillow took that away from them, that, you know, being with the best broker or being in the best market space may not necessarily get you because it's very highly competitive today. So it's about data. It's about understanding who's potentially going to, you know, sell their home and being first on the door. Really, that is how we see the industry.
I agree. And I just watched a really great video, and I think it was over the last 60 days between Brad Inman and Gary Keller. Did you watch
that?
Okay. Yeah. If you haven't watched it, you really need to watch it. It's, man, Gary talks about why he's spending $1 billion on technology for mm-hmm. the Keller Williams brand. And he does a really beautiful job of saying, he created four categories. One was on one side, the old school realtor that, you know, once upon a time, their value is basically in the MLS. And he crossed that out and basically said, well, that's dead. And then on the far side, you've got, you know, just technology where we get rid of realtors altogether. And he crossed that out and he said, you know, that'll never be fully automated. And in the middle, he says, you've got either the tech-enabled agent or and the agent-enabled tech. And that's really what we're talking about here. And it's exciting to hear that there's stuff going on like offers that can give realtors the tool if they really decide to sit down and learn. Because it's not just a technology thing. It's a marketing play.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I want to make sure we cover is, so you're really enabling the tech-enabled agent. When an agent has this kind of tech in place, what do you think is the best thing they should be doing to survive? Like, is it relationship building? Is it really knowing the community? What value with this on their side should they be focused on to elevate themselves next level?
Yeah, so it's really a mix of two things that an agent has to understand. I tell this to customers. I mean, I talk to customers all day, every day, you know, and I usually talk to the most frustrated customers because they're trying to evolve and they understand that we have a great product. They just don't know how to use it, right? They don't know leverage. They don't integrate it into what they do. So I always say there's two things you got to understand. One is you're a creature of habit. Whatever you currently do that has made you successful or get you listings, et cetera, you're never going to abandon that overnight. So you need to figure out a way to use what we have and incorporate in that. And then on the second side of it, you need to understand what best practices are in conversion marketing. And the reality is that when an agent signs up with us, we give them an entire territory. They choose their territory and we give them all the data we have from 25 plus data sources, emails, phone numbers, social media links, ability to text, the voicemails, direct mail, postcard, anything you possibly can, what we call omni-channel marketing, to your farm. And I'm not just talking about the people that we score high with our algorithm. I'm talking about everybody that owns a home in that area. We give them a 360 view of every single homeowner so that they can more proactively start with a database. Because a lot of real estate agents, quite honestly, don't have a database. They might have 50 people in their email list or 500 people in their email list. They might have 300 friends on Facebook, but they're sitting there going, how do I actually get my name in front of people in my area? How do I dominate my farm? So on day one, we give them the tool set to do that. Then what we do is we prioritize every homeowner, score it based on our algorithm, and say, hey, look, if you only have $100 to spend on direct mail a month, or if you only have 5 hours to go door knock, or if you don't understand how to do email marketing, here's the 300-400 people that you really need to focus on. If nothing else in your life, you need to make sure that they hear your name or they see your brand at least 2, 3, 4 times a month in the, you know, over the next 6 months, because these are the ones that are potentially going to list, and that is going to get you in the right place. So training them on how conversion marketing works, understanding how to best leverage marketing is key, because up until recently, 98% of, you know, most of our customers, they drive their business through referrals or through passive marketing, right? Mm-hmm. A sign in the yard or an ad in the paper. And that's all going away. Now, referrals is still very strong, but unfortunately, referrals is being diluted because the reality is that homeowners are now have access to the internet, have access to websites that are, and are proactively being sold things like, I'll buy your house from Open Door or whatever it might be. So it's more important to be proactive and be in front of all those people and being first in the door. The other thing that I want to make a note of, and it may not be relevant in this conversation, but I think it's very important, is their real estate agents don't know, in my opinion, don't know how powerful they are in the world of this transaction. And one of the things I'm trying to press with a lot of our clients today is at the end of the day, you are the usually first person a buyer meets in their new neighborhood, and usually the first person a seller trusts to handle one of the most largest transactions in the world. Mm-hmm. It's important to be the listing agent. Sure, it's important to be the buyer's agent. But the reality is that you're the connector to everything that they make a decision on for the next 6 to 9 months, which could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're the ultimate affiliate. You're the ultimate referral. And one of the things that our data does for that agent is the power of an agent now can go to other people in the industry. They can go to their mortgage broker. They can go to local home services companies. They can start building out their referral network. So, you know, now that they have this database, they can go to, you know, a local lawn service company and say, hey, I would love to partner up with you and work with you, and you give me referrals and I give you referrals. And I have this massive database. I mean, we have this one client. We had this aha moment about 2 years ago. She was an agent and she was having great success on our platform. And we were asking her, you know, we always ask, well, how you use it? She goes, oh, all I did was I went to all the local restaurants in my town and I got coupons and I got specials. And I said, oh, you get a free appetizer. And we started doing co-marketing. And then, and every time somebody came in, I would have my brand and it would be on the little coupon thing. And then I just started getting referrals from all these people saying, thank you for the free sushi appetizer. Thank you for the noodles or whatever it might be. And I'm like, the genius. She leveraged the data and her brand and built out this massive business referral network. So every time people visited the area, the restaurant owner would say, oh, you should go talk to, you know, so-and-so about real estate. And so it's about thinking above and beyond the sign in the yard, the transaction. It's about being the expert of the community. It's about knowing everybody in the community. And I think we play a big role in that, because the first step to that is I need to know everybody's name. I need to get everybody's email. I need to get everybody's phone number. I need to be able to contact these people. I need to be able to invite them to my nonprofit event. I need to be able to share with them news about the community. I need to be the expert. And I think that's something that Gary has always emphasized from KW. We've been partners with them for forever. And it's, you know, build your database, grow your database, be the expert. He's always been, whether there's technology or no technology incorporated in that, the reality is that's the only way to build your business. So the tech is just about making it more efficient, about getting you started at a higher level and filling in those gaps that you need to fill in to compete in the modern day world. But the reality is it's still the same old, if everybody loves you, and you know more about the community than anybody else, you're going to win 9 times out of 10. I just want to put you first in the door to do that.
I'm really excited to hear you say that. It's not something I expected somebody in, you know, the technology space to really talk about. There's definitely is such an important soft skills piece to what the real estate industry has to offer. It is one of the biggest investments people will make. And for the real, I mean, our market is largely real estate investors. And we only have a few minutes left. So you sort of covered an interesting way for how other agents are leveraging your data. Are there other service providers that are using your data for different purposes than real estate?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we sell our data to a variety of verticals, anything around the home transaction, right? So think about this. So, and we always draw this kind of, think about like this big bell curve, and it's about a 9-month curve where basically a person decides to sell their home and then basically sell, maybe to potentially sell a lot more than that, then move. They might only move 10 miles, they might move 1,000 miles away, then buy a new home And then all the things that they buy and sell in between those two, you know, bookends, it literally can be, you know, hundreds of thousands over millions of dollars of transactions, you know, buy a new car, buy new furniture, make all the decisions you make. Where am I going to shop for groceries? Who's going to be my new, where's a new salon that I'm going to go to get my hair done? Who's going to be my new plumber? So when you really combine all the decisions we make when we make that move, and what the impact it has on what money we spend the next 7 to 10 years when we stay there, it's massive. And you make all those decisions in a very short period of time. And the real estate agent is the one person that people typically look for to, oh, who do you recommend I get my title? Oh, who do you recommend? Oh, I'm a moving company. Oh, do you know a good place I can, you know, get a good, you know, some pizza? I mean, everything from a $10 transaction to a $10,000 transaction that a real estate agent has that power. So we've grown into that network through our real estate agents very, very well. And because at the end of the day, that's kind of the time where a lot of money and a lot of business transactions are happening. And where you want to be as a service provider, whether you're a home service provider, I mean, we work with companies like everybody from, you know, Home Depot all the way to, you know, title companies, mortgage companies, anybody that wants to be part of that.
Well, we only have 1 minute left, and I definitely want to give some time to where do you see offers going in the next several years, and definitely how people can find out more.
Well, I mean, I think the first and foremost is what we want to be the best data provider in the real estate, you know, world, bar none. And I think, we've always achieved to do that, whether it's improving our algorithm, acquiring more data, you know, having all these data providers and partners that we work with to just provide the best starting point. You know, you got to start with the best ingredients if you're going to make a nice little cake, right? And that's where data is, we're a big believer in that. And the second tier is we want to be able to empower and leverage our network of real estate agents, people who join our family, and people who we work with, and make sure that they can cross that chasm. This is a new world. They're going to get frustrated. They're going to say things like, this stuff doesn't work. It's not, I remember that when I first started my first company. The internet's not going to go anywhere. Websites, I don't get any leads on my website. I'm going to go back to the old ways. You have to fight through that. The world is data. I mean, you name the top five companies that are making billions of dollars. They're making billions of dollars because they have data. Yeah. Facebook is in the data business. You know, they're not a social media site. So these are things that I think once they realize that and empower it and adapt to that, I mean, I really think that they can, it's going to transform the real estate world, and I think they're going to be part of that. And I really truly believe that. I don't think the iBuyers will take a little percentage, Zillow's going to take a little percentage, but the reality is that, you know, there's 5 million transactions a year, absolutely going to have people involved in that. But real estate agents have to understand that you have to make that cross that chasm, not just with our specific technology, but in technology in general, and understand how to integrate that with what you know and love and do on a day-to-day basis. And that's it. And that's, I think, where our vision lies. It really is in that effort.
Awesome. And the website, just so you know, it's missing a letter. How can they find you?
Yeah. We could not afford the E when we started. So it's just OFFRS.com. You know, it's that clever, you know. I think if anybody's interested in that, you certainly can go there, set up a time for somebody, and check out, you know, what we have to offer. Honestly, I really believe that it's not if, it's just when real estate agents understand the importance of this stuff. But it is definitely worth the time talking to one of our experts just to learn about it. Even if you're not necessarily in the market to buy it or don't necessarily are ready to or don't have the budget, I understand technology is not the best thing to, you know, not the most fun thing to get involved in. But this is more than that. This is really about learning, and we can certainly share, hey, this is about improving your business, best practices, marketing, farming, things that you really understand. So I definitely get over the math and get over the predictive analytics. Those are just, you know, those are just fancy ways to say, hey, this is something new and cool. It certainly isn't like your old lead generation. This is not the lead generation from the 1980s. This is really exciting stuff. And I think it's worth, you know, 15 minutes to talk about.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. And we'll make sure to detail everything with links to the website so you can find out more.
Great.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Guaranteed Rate, and Nathan Chiboya, Inaday Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Jason Thorman with Coldwell Banker, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keystone CPA, LA South RIA, Las Brisas Escrow, Lawyers Title, Michael Ryan and Associates, New Western, NorCal RIA, NSDREI, Orange County Real Estate Investors, The Outspoken Investor, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Pilot Limousine, SJREI, Spinnaker Loans, South OC RIA, Tri-County Association of Realtors, UDirect IRA Services, White House Catering, See isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.